Imagine being handed the keys to a rocket ship without any flight training. That's essentially what happens to most of us in today's workplace. Nearly 80% of knowledge workers spend their days on projects, yet almost none have project manager in their job titles. The statistics tell a sobering story. Only 8% of organizations consistently excel at project management, 45% of projects run late or get canceled, and for every $100 invested in projects worldwide, $13.50 is lost forever. This hidden crisis affects everyone, from administrative assistants coordinating office moves to nurses implementing infection control protocols. The revolutionary insight? Success depends on a simple formula. People plus process equals success. When both elements work in harmony, projects exceed expectations and build team confidence. Neglect either side and projects falter. The good news? Whether you're organizing a product launch or planning a family reunion, the fundamentals remain the same. Project management isn't rocket science, but it does require mastering both technical processes and people leadership, a skill that might be the most valuable you'll ever develop. How do you inspire people when you have no formal power? The answer lies in developing informal authority, the ability to influence through character rather than position. Like Gandhi or Mandela, who moved millions without official titles, this influence comes from integrity and how you treat others. Four key behaviors build this informal authority. First, demonstrate respect by anticipating problems and communicating considerately. When Ease needed doctors to change handwashing practices, she approached them with genuine respect for their expertise, gaining cooperation rather than resistance. Second, listen more than you speak. When Olivia managed a company relocation, deep listening revealed solutions she wouldn't have discovered through directing alone. Third, clarify expectations. Rather than saying, just do your task, explain how each role contributes to the overall project. This clarity maintains engagement during challenges. Finally, model the accountability you expect from others. When Carl failed to follow through on his commitments for an international student program, his project stalled until he demonstrated personal accountability first. Every project follows five essential steps that transform chaos into clarity. Even a simple task like printing flyers involves clarifying needs, initiate, determining resources, plan, producing the item, execute, ensuring quality, monitor, and confirming satisfaction. The initiate phase defines success metrics and expectations. Like a flight 1 degree off course landing in the wrong city, unclear expectations doom projects from the start. This phase involves identifying stakeholders, determining key players, gathering their requirements, and documenting project scope. Planning converts your scope from a directional compass into detailed roadmaps. This includes developing risk strategies, creating task schedules, assembling teams, estimating durations, determining critical paths, budgeting, and establishing communication plans. Execution centers on maintaining accountability through weekly 20-30-minute team accountability sessions. These focused meetings review schedules, track commitments, and address obstacles requiring intervention. Monitoring oversees all phases through vigilant but hands-off oversight. Track progress, spot variances early, implement corrections, and maintain transparent communication. Closing formalizes learning outcomes. Whether the project succeeded or failed, capturing lessons learned sets the foundation for future success. Projects without clear direction go in circles. The initiation phase creates shared understanding among stakeholders, starting with group brainstorming to identify everyone involved or impacted. Use the DANCE framework to identify key stakeholders: decision makers controlling budget, authority figures granting permission, those who need to know, those with connections to resources, and those with energy affecting success. While D, A, and N stakeholders are obvious, don't overlook C and E stakeholders, who often wield substantial influence. Interview stakeholders using the question funnel technique. Open questions for the big picture. How do you define success? Detailed questions to drill down. Tell me more about that. and closed questions to validate. So here's what I heard, is that right? This process reveals stakeholders' vision of success and often uncovers project-changing insights. Document everything in a project scope statement, including purpose, description, desired results, exclusions, communication needs, acceptance criteria, and constraints. Get stakeholder signatures. This provides leverage when scope changes arise. Every project needs a truth teller who can honestly communicate limitations and direction. Start with risk management by assessing impact x probability equals actual risk. For high risks, 12 plus, use TAME, transfer to others, accept consequences, mitigate impact, or eliminate entirely. Project scheduling follows 6 steps. First, create a work breakdown structure by breaking deliverables into tasks. Second, sequence activities and dependencies. Third, select your team based on the goal defines the team. Work with available resources when needed. Fourth, estimate task durations using the PERT formula, optimistic plus 4 times most likely plus pessimistic divided by 6. Fifth, identify the critical path and assign your best team members to these crucial tasks. Finally, build your budget with 10% contingency and establish a focused communication plan. Specify who needs what information and when, avoiding the typical 90% time drain on project management. Execution transforms plans into results through consistent accountability. When you keep commitments 100% of the time, you build trust and earn informal authority more powerful than formal position. Your reliability creates a ripple effect, inspiring others to follow suit. By demonstrating unwavering accountability, from deadlines to small promises, you gain the moral authority to hold others to these standards. The weekly team accountability session drives team performance. These focused 20-30-minute meetings have clear structure, reviewing milestones, reporting on completed commitments, making new commitments, identifying obstacles, and documenting follow-up actions. When commitments are missed, passive acceptance signals they're optional. Instead, apply the 4 foundational behaviors. Listen first to understand causes, demonstrate respect while maintaining standards, clarify expectations by restating commitments, and practice accountability by linking individual actions to project success. For ongoing performance issues, use structured performance conversations. The Conversation Planner framework addresses intent, objective facts, business impact, and specific improvement actions. Equally important are positive feedback conversations that highlight contributions, connect actions to outcomes, and reinforce successful behaviors. Closing captures valuable lessons for future success through a systematic checklist. Verify completed tasks, confirm project scope fulfillment and quality outcomes, complete procurement closure, document lessons learned from team interviews, submit final stakeholder reports, archive documents, publicize team achievements, and celebrate completion with meaningful recognition. These activities extend your project's value beyond deliverables to include process improvements and strengthened relationships. Celebration isn't optional. It's an investment in future success. When team members feel appreciated, they're more committed to future projects. Take time to recognize each person's contributions, share key learnings, and express enthusiasm for future collaboration. In today's flatter organizations where cross-functional work dominates, leading through influence rather than authority has become crucial. Those who master unofficial project management and consistently deliver results by engaging people while following sound processes will become increasingly valuable. This balance of people skills and process expertise may be your most important professional asset.